You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
It's Iona 57, Monmouth 45. We're back here from the Times Union Center, a couple minutes away from tip-off. Let's look real quick at the Cokes here out-of-town scoreboard. In the top 25, number 6, Wisconsin leads number 23, Ohio State, 37-23. Number 67, number 22, SMU, wins the AAC title, 67-62. Northern Iowa takes the Missouri Valley Championship over Illinois State, 69-60. Yet the tip, number 10, Maryland, will be at Nebraska. Second of the doubleheader here tonight, 7 o'clock tip, as Manhattan will take on St. Peter's. One more pause for us. We'll make it a 60-second break. That's your Cokes here out-of-town scoreboard. Iona 57. Monmouth 45. We're back in 60 seconds to roll along here in half number two with the MAC semifinals on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
As we wrap up our Asbury Park Press halftime show, Monmouth trailing top-seeded Iona, 57-45. Want to thank our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press for joining us. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, Eddie Alcapenti here with you courtside at the Times Union Center. All right, gentlemen, Monmouth 20 minutes potentially left in its season, a season that has been ahead of schedule kind of as the theme with 18 wins, but right now down 12 to the best team in the MAC, the Gales from Iona.
Well, Monmouth has to make adjustments here at halftime against that Iona defense. The way that they're playing in the half court with their traps and the way they're playing Justin Robinson. What I think they need to do is that they have to do a better job of hitting the middle of that trap in that zone. You hit the middle, you have to be strong with it. You turn and face, and then you try to either kick to a shooter or catch it and attack at the rim and finish. They have to take care of the basketball. 14 turnovers right now. If they have 17 or 18 at the end of this game, that means they took care of it in the second half, and I know that's not a lot. It's only 3 or 4 turnovers this half, but if they take care of it, I think they'll have a shot. If not, I think Iona's going to run away with this one because they are just shooting lights out, Matt.
And you've got to figure something out, obviously, defensively, what you're going to do for Monmouth as well. Too many open looks, too many good opportunities at the basket for Iona. You can't make things that easy for a team that loves to score the basketball anyway. And with 11 three-pointers for the Gales, Monmouth's going to have to switch something up on that side of the ball as well.
I know Matt went over first half statistics as well. And Iona, obviously, with eye-popping numbers. English and Kazmir, 19 and 16. But guys, the MAC Player of the Year, David Lowry, has yet to score in this game. So allow me to say this. That scares me as a Monmouth fan. But Steve, what are some things that you can do to combat this? Do you slow things down? Do you try to even speed things up? I don't know, because I don't know if Monmouth could do better offensively in that first half despite the 14 turnovers.
Well, Monmouth is at their best when they run to score. And the way that Iona is playing that half-court defense, I think Monmouth is going to be better off trying to beat it down the floor. Which means, though, is that you have to run there on offense. But conversely, then you have to run back on defense, and you have to talk to each other and communicate and not get lost, because when you get lost, it's 3 points for Iona.
Our game brought to you in part by the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. As we're ready for action in the second half, Monmouth will be moving left to right, Iona right to left. The winner in this game moves on to the MAC Tournament Final Monday night at 9 p.m. right here at the Times Union Center. And we are underway in the second 20 minutes here in the semifinals. Justin Robinson, top of the key, being guarded by Cedric Kazmir. Looks like they're back to that little, Steve, triangle and two, or however you want to word it, that little funky defense. Kazmir pressures up on Robinson, throws top of the key to Jones with 15 seconds to go in this shot clock. Jones picks up his dribble. Now Robinson faces up on Kazmir. 10, pulls up for three. Off the front of the iron, rebound tip, David Lowry pulls it down.
And he missed a chance there to get Tillman the ball down low. He had A.J. English switched off on him.
English dribble handoff to Kazmir, return pass English being hounded by DeLeo. They go down low, Lowry, player of the year in the league. Dribbles out of a double team, now on the right wing, throws right corner to Amayo, return pass Lowry. Kofani rejects the shot. Let's go back the other way. Deion Jones, right at A.J. English, to the rim, lays it in.
Well, those guys aren't going to take a charge there, so when Monmouth has a chance to get to the rim, you got to put your head down and just go, Eddie.
Great point. Lowry, English, both with 2 fouls, as well as Isaiah Williams. Just over 1 minute gone by. It's now a 10-point game, 57-47. Isaiah Williams, left wing, handoff from Kazmir. Throws to English, top of the key, open for three. That one rims out. Robinson pulls down the rebound. Looking to get Monmouth inside of single digits. Robinson, pull up three. Back iron, rebound Kelvin Amayo.
What you don't want to see from Justin Robinson is he tried to do it all himself to bring Monmouth back.
Isaiah Williams knocks down Iona's first three of the half in transition from the left corner.
Have to locate in transition. We've been talking about it all game. Isaiah Williams, open look, knocks it down.
60-47 Gales. Iona now shooting 12 of 20 from three-point range. Robinson floats one right wing to Max DeLeo. DeLeo with Amayo on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, pumps it three, now throws down low Zach Tillman. Tillman double team to the rim, and he puts it in off the glass. Ton of contact, no call.
I cannot believe there wasn't a foul there. I thought Lowry hacked Tillman across the arms, but he's able to finish.
60-49. I agree with you, partner. Looked like a lot of contact. They throw in the left corner. Kazmir's there. Back to Amayo. Kelvin Amayo tried to go down low to Lowry. It was deflected away by DeLeo, but it goes off of Amayo, so Monmouth will get it back.
I'm not sure why guys are running at Amayo like that, because he's not a three-point shooter. Amayo was able to get right into the lane. Great job by Max DeLeo to drop down to force that turnover.
Yeah, he and Kazmir, they're the guys who get into the lane for Iona. I would agree. You don't necessarily have to come out and play him behind the three-point line much at all.
Deion Jones, quick poke. He's on the bench. Andrew Nicholas into the game. Coach Rice yelling his team. Run some offense. Andrew Nicholas catches top of the key. Hands off to DeLeo. He'll try a three, and he'll rattle it home. It's a single-digit game, 60-52.
Oh, great job there. Max DeLeo gets an open look on the dribble handoff and eyes it up and knocks it down.
Amayo to the rim. A wild layup. That's an air ball. Robinson ahead of the pack. Throw ahead to DeLeo. Return pass Robinson. Everyone back now the other way. Robinson into the lane. And he's stripped by Kazmir, but he's fouled. That'll be foul number two on Cedric Kazmir.
I think Cedric Kazmir is an excellent defensive basketball player. He pressures the ball, and he's really good at getting his hands on the ball when somebody's going up for a layup attempt. I thought that was a great defensive play by him.
I did, too. I almost winced when that whistle came, just from a basketball standpoint. That looked like great defense.
17-10 to go in the second half. Monmouth with it, down eight. Max DeLeo, top of the key, faces up on Amayo. He's going to drive, and he's fouled by Kelvin Amayo. That foul will be his first with 17:05 to go in the second half.
Max DeLeo has knocked down a couple threes in this game, so he shows shot, forces Amayo to come up. He dribbles by him. Amayo's forced a foul.
Monmouth inbound. Robinson's quick pull is missed. Kofani offensive rebound. His putback is good. Monmouth within six.
Using that size advantage down low, Kofani able to get to the offensive glass.
This is just the start that Monmouth needed here in the second half. Get to that first media timeout. Just keep chipping away at that Iona lead.
Lowry catches it at the foul line. Drives on Tillman. He's fouled by Zach Tillman with 16:47 to go in the second half. It is Tillman's second foul.
You know, we talked to some people around the arena here at halftime, and really a lot of people said this game could be 20 or it could be 5 in the first 5 or 6 minutes, and right now Monmouth's cut it to 6, so doing a great job after the half responding to that Iona great first half.
Zach Tillman takes a seat. Deion Jones checks back into the game. Iona inbounding, leading Monmouth 60-54. English will inbound to Kazmir. Picks up his dribble, now throws to Amayo, return pass. Now English open for three in the corner. He put it in.
A.J. English gets lost again on the defense, gets a wide open look.
Deion Jones gliding to the rim. Jones will lay it in. 63-56. We got an old school track meet, and it is fun to watch. Jelani Dublin flips a screen. His layup is missed. Rebound to Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth trailing 63-56. This is Robinson. His pull-up three. Front iron. Isaiah Williams tips the rebound to Amayo.
I think Robinson's forcing his attempts because he knows he's not going to get a lot of them.
DeLeo falls. English steps into a three and buries another one. It's just like that. Back to a 10-point game.
A.J. English is an incredible basketball player, guys.
Deion Jones will try to answer again to the rim. No call. Rebound English. I'll tell you, they're letting him play with under 16 to go in the second half. English had 31 yesterday. Today he's got 25 already. Spins on DeLeo. Behind the back. Top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Throws it. Amayo in the right wing. He drives into the lane. Picks up his dribble. Bounces back door for Kazmir. Too far. And it'll go out of bounds with 15:36 to go in the half. Monmouth will get the ball back.
Monmouth trying to get back into that track meet. And yes, they are keeping up their end of the bargain, making a lot of shots, but they're trading a lot of three for twos. Everything for Iona focused on that three-point shooting from the outside. They've got 14 of them in the game.
Now, Max DeLeo, early on in the first half, he went for a steal, missed it. It caused a 5-on-4. They gave up points off of it. Max DeLeo flops a little bit on a foul. He falls. AJ English shoots it and knocks down a three. We love Max Leo's effort, but he's got to know he can't give up free points to these guys. When he falls and they shoot it, the ball's probably going in.
15:36 to go in our game. Iona 66, Monmouth 56. We step out for 60 seconds in the MAC tournament semifinal on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Visit the Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today or order online at jerseymikes.com.
Iona can be a scary basketball team when any of their weapons get off and going, and so far it's been AJ English, 25 points, 9 of 12 from the floor, 7 of 9 from the outside. Just an unbelievable performance so far.
And an amazing part, too, is I don't think any of his three-point makes have hit the rim, guys. All swishes.
15 and a half to go. He's no doubt one of the better players in college hoops. Monmouth ball, Deion Jones slips a screen. Robinson finds him. Jones puts it up and in off the window.
Oh, great play out of the timeout by the Monmouth Hawks, getting 2 points. Now you got to get a stop here.
Hawks down 66-58. 15-15 to go. Amayo's holding it right in front of Tim Kluse on the right wing with 22 on the shot clock. He's being guarded by Brees Kofani. Throws it left wing to Kazmir, who hasn't scored this half, even though he has 16 in the game. English now guarded by Austin Tillman. Tough cover for the freshman. English and Isaiah Williams pick and roll. They work it over to Kazmir, open for three. That one rattles out. Rebound comes down to Robinson after a tip. Robinson leads it back the other way. In transition, bounces one to Austin Tillman. Tillman will now dribble things out. Dribble handoff Robinson. He throws down low Kofani. Kofani double team. Throws top of the key to Deion Jones. His three rattles out. Rebound to A.J. English. 14 and a half to go, second half. English throws it right wing to Amaya. You almost get worried when Iona doesn't shoot within 5 seconds on the shot clock, because now they're going to go into their half-court offense. They spread the floor. Jelani Dublin driving kick. Isaiah Williams step back three. He's off the front of the iron. Rebound goes out of bounds. Andrew Nicholas was battling with Dublin. They say off Nicholas. Iona will keep it.
And now it's not a good shot by Isaiah Williams there. That's a three-pointer where he's falling backwards and fading away. Long rebound, though. Monmouth can't come up with it, so an extra chance for Iona.
14-19 to go in the second half. English will inbound. Throws it into the backcourt to Amaya. Whips it into the left wing to English. Now he'll try another three. That one off the front of the iron. Rebound goes out of bounds. They say off of David Lowry, who still has yet to score. Monmouth will get it back.
English finally hit the rim.
Hey, he finally missed one. And you know what? He was covered there. Deion Jones closed him out, made that shot just a little bit more difficult.
6 minutes gone by second half. Monmouth down by eight. Hawks swinging it around the perimeter, getting into some motion look. Andrew Nicholas, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. A couple of dribbles with the left hand. Nicholas drive kick. Austin Tillman will try a three. And that one off the iron. Isaiah Williams pulls it down.
All right, I don't think that's a shot there that King Rice wants. Tillman, not a three-point shooter.
Now he draws the assignment of English. Stop and go. Stutter step. Kofani sends his shot into the corner where Amayo is. Another Brees Kofani block. Now he D's up on Lowry. Lowry gets him in the air and Kofani fouls him with 13:38 to go in the second half.
Well, Kofani that time after making a good block on English had no chance but to give the foul on Lowry. Flashed out too high. Good ball fake by Lowry. Non-shooting foul. Probably a wise one as Lowry would have had an open path to the basket.
6 and a half gone by in our second half. Iona up by eight. Monmouth going 2-3. Amayo has it top of the key. English in the corner. Dribble handoff for A.J. English. Two Hawks watch it. He throws it now to Lowry. Lowry driving kick Kazmir. Throws in the corner. Isaiah Williams for three. Put it in.
Extra pass. Extra pass. Extra pass. Everyone unselfish on the perimeter for Iona.
That's great offense by Iona right there.
Monmouth brings it back floor in the other way. Now Tillman has it on the right wing. Throws right corner to Deion Jones. Now Austin throws top of the key to Robinson. Robinson steps 4-3. That one off the side iron again. Isaiah Williams with the rebound. Robinson struggling from distance, now 0-5 from 3. Kazmir on the right wing, fouled by Robinson with 12:53 to go in the half.
King Rice not happy with Justin Robinson's shot selection there. He's now 0-5. He's pulling out Austin Tillman, and he's talking to Austin Tillman. Maybe he wanted Tillman to screen or make a different play. Maybe it wasn't Justin Robinson who King was yelling at as Tillman goes to the bench.
Isaiah Williams catches the inbound pass. Now Lowry throws top of the key to English, who draws the assignment of Colin Stewart. English wants a little ISO here with 12:44 to go. Gets a ball screen from Lowry. Pick and pop. David Lowry, top of the key. His three is good. David Lowry gets into the act. And the player of the year gives Iona a 72-58 lead.
That's not the guy that you want now all of a sudden to start finding the range.
Monmouth breaking some pressure here. Robinson throws ahead to Deion Jones. Jones to the rim. No call. And he goes up again and he's fouled. If that's on English, it'll be foul number three with 12:22 to go in the game. And it will go on A.J. English. He picks up a third foul. And, Steve, I think, actually, guys, the first foul was on Amayo, and Tim Kloos would have signed for a foul on Amayo instead of English's third.
Yeah, it looked like there was some contact there on Amayo first. You're right, Eddie, but Mom is surely happy that English picks up that foul. But what's amazing with Iona is that if English has to go to the bench, they can go to Lowry, Kazmir, Williams. They have just so many options.
Well, I was just going to say, as Jones makes his first free throw, on that last Isaiah Williams three-pointer, earlier in the year when he was out, when that ball got swung to the corner, it wasn't Isaiah Williams. It was Ryden Hines, or it was other guys, Ibn Muhammad. Now it's Isaiah Williams, who, oh, by the way, shoots about 50% from three.
Hey, he's a lights-out three-point shooter. You got to know where he is. Credit the Iona possession, though, before. That was great ball movement, extra passes, like Matt said, for a wide-open look.
Couple of free throws. Monmouth now down 72-59. Muhammad into the game, giving a bit of a rest to A.J. English with those three fouls. Lowry now top of the key. Figure he'll be the focal point. Throws it up top to Williams. Right back to Lowry. Lowry pumps it three. Now he'll pull it back out. The big man will now handle with Deion Jones on him. Lowry drives around Jones. Drive and kick. Isaiah Williams wide open for three. Puts in another one.
Deion Jones is pressuring David Lowry 25 feet away from the basket. He gets beat. Draws the defense. Kicks out to Isaiah Williams, who's wide open for another look.
And it's another unselfish play. Lowry could have easily taken that shot himself, but had Williams spotted up for a long-range bomb.
Deion Jones answers again back the other way. Jones now has 18 points, but Iona still leads by 14. Monmouth now into that 2-3 zone look with Muhammad running the point. Still have to locate three guys on the floor in Lowry, Williams, and Kazmir. Williams in the left corner. Throws to Lowry. Return pass to Williams. Back to Lowry. They play a little two-man game. Williams on the left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Throws top of the key. Kazmir. Kazmir looks for the ball screen from Lowry. Doesn't come. Bounces it to Muhammad. He drives and kicks. Williams open again for three, and Isaiah Williams misses that one. Rebound tipped out. Robinson catches it on the run, and he's fouled from behind. And he's now down in pain as he and Muhammad collided with exactly 11 minutes to go.
Well, right at the end of the shot clock there, Ibn Muhammad drives, draws the help, kicks out to a wide-open shooter. Couldn't make that shot that time, Isaiah Williams.
75-61. Iona on top by 14. 11 minutes to go exactly in our game. We step out for a 60-second pause here on the home for Hawks basketball and in the MAC tournament semifinals, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, just north of Pier Village in Long Branch, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Rooney'sOcean.com. 11 minutes exactly to go in our second half. Iona 75, Monmouth 61. Take a look at some of our statistics, gentlemen. Both teams still shooting over 50%. The field goals are kind of even. Iona's only made three more, but the number we've kept an eye on all game, Iona has made 10 more threes than Monmouth, gentlemen, 17 of 29 from deep.
Well, I would say you're getting to the point of the game. You're at that, you know, so this is our under 12 media timeout with 11 left. You're almost at the midway point of the second half. And Monmouth, despite continuing to do okay offensively, Steve, they haven't dug into the lead at all. It was 12 at the break. Now it's 14. It's been as high as 16. To me, I think you're not quite there hitting the panic button, but you are very concerned that this hot shooting for Iona is just going to continue all the way during the course of this whole game.
And that's what you worry about when a team like Iona, who's so talented, they start the game off hot. They got open looks early, and it was contagious around the whole team. Isaiah Williams, 7 of 12 from 3, and A.J. English, 7 of 10 from 3. English has 25, Isaiah Williams has 21. Kazmir was good early. He's got 16. But it's just, if Iona shoots like this and they're capable of doing it, nobody's beating them.
Well, I was just going to say, if Iona shoots like this, and as you said, they can do it because we're seeing it, they're going to go to the Sweet 16. You know, they get the right matchup or two, they're going to win two games. It's very conceivable because you have three or four guys that can hit eight threes in a game. 10:55 to go in our second half. Colin Stewart, top of the key for the Hawks, throws it right wing, Andrew Nicholas, down low, Brees Kofani being guarded by Ibn Muhammad, try to throw to Deion Jones, Amayo stepped in front for the steal. Let's go back the other way, Kazmir has it on the right wing, throws top of the key to Muhammad. Iona will slow it down with 10:35 remaining. Muhammad will dribble himself over to the right wing. They want Lowry in the block. Instead, throw top of the key to Isaiah Williams. Return pass Muhammad, 15 on the clock. It's around the screen with the left hand. Little stutter step. Throws left corner to Kazmir. Kazmir into the lane. Behind the back. Will pull it back out. 8 seconds now on the shot clock. They throw top of the key Lowry. Lowry with Kofani on him. Little shake and bake. Throws down low to Amayo. And he'll reverse layup and put it in.
Wow, what a shot there from Amayo. The catch, the hang in the air, and then finish on the other side of the rim.
He started the possession, Matt, with the steal, finished with the layup.
I think he was ready to kick it out, but someone said the shot clock's winding down, so all of a sudden he threw up that awkward little kind of floater over the top.
Back the other way, Justin Robinson answers with a three, cutting this to 77-64.
And Mammoth back into the 2-3 defense.
I wish I had the athletic ability, guys, to jump, make two decisions in the air, and then lay it in.
That was impressive by him.
Iona swinging it around the perimeter. Kazmir top of the key. He's got 16. Throws to Muhammad. The only Gale on the floor hasn't scored yet. Throws right corner. Now it's Isaiah Williams. Fires it down low to Lowry. Faces up on Kofani. Now pulls it out. Picks up his dribble with 10. Whips it down low into the corner. There's Amayo. Bullet pass top of the key to Lowry. 4 on the clock. Lowry step back triple with Kofani on him. No good. Back iron. Amayo skied for the rebound, but it's deflected to Nicholas. Long outlet to Kofani, who's tied up by Isaiah Williams. With 9:14 to go, he'll pick up foul number 3.
That's a great job by Isaiah Williams. Good foul there on Kofani, not letting him finish. He's got to go earn him from the foul line.
So Isaiah Williams picks up 3. A.J. English has 3, is going to check back in, as Brees Kofani will go to the foul line. You know, guys, it's not just that Iona is supremely talented. We also know they're incredibly well coached. And you know what? There's a lot of basketball IQ on that team. And that's, like you said, Steve, one of the little things. Isaiah Williams there. No to give the foul up. Yeah, I'll pick up my 3rd. I won't get number 4. It's okay. Make him earn it from the line.
That's a good job by Isaiah Williams, even though that was going to be his 3rd foul. Ends up being a good foul because Kofani misses the first foul shot.
And here's how much trust Tim Kloos has in his players. A.J. English will come back in with 3, and Isaiah Williams will remain on the floor with 3 fouls.
You've got to know your players. They have to know the system, and certainly Iona, a team that every once in a while, if they give up a basket in lieu of a foul, you know that somewhere down the line they'll probably make it up with extra offense.
Chris Brady checks in for Mammoth. Max DeLeo checks back in as well. 77-65 after the Kofani free throw. Coming up on 9 minutes to go in our game. Iona swinging it around the perimeter. Amayo in the corner. They throw catch on the outside. Dare we say Iona's pace has slowed in this second half, but they continue to lead by 12. Lowry throws down low. That's where Amayo is. Works it around the perimeter. English had a 3. DeLeo closed out on it. Now it's Lowry. He goes to the rim, and he's fouled hard by Max DeLeo with 8:46 to go in our second half.
I just really appreciate the hustle from Max DeLeo there as he runs all the way from closing out A.J. English to the rim and trying to block David Lowry. He's just such a warrior.
And I'm worried that he throws up the sub sign. He's going to hobble to the bench, and Colin Stewart will check in. And, guys, he has given, without question, more effort, and he's really given his body to this Mammoth basketball program the last couple of years. And I've never seen him. We've really never seen him call for a sub as he hobbles to the bench holding his back.
Yeah, all 4 years he's been that guy. You know, you think about it, you're a walk-on for 3 years. You come on as a freshman. You almost pop your way into the rotation immediately. It builds, it builds, it builds. You get a scholarship that last year. You would hate if DeLeo, some way or another, isn't able to get himself back onto the floor.
A couple of free throws by Lowry. 79-65. 8:40 to go in our second half. Does Mammoth have enough offense in him to get back in this game? Brady, little lefty jump hooks off the side iron. Rebound to Isaiah Williams. Kofani quickly up off the bench for Mammoth, as now Iona, and again, this is their version of running offense. They spread the floor with 5 players, and they make you guard you, as Lowry now has it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go with it. Throws to Amayo, top of the key. Amayo with Nicholas on him, to the basket, driving kick to Williams in the corner. He throws to Kazmir. Robinson falls. Kazmir into the lane. Is fouled on the way up with 8:03 to go in the second half.
Iona supremely confident on the offensive end. Steve, you've talked about it a couple times. They move the ball quick. They just know where the other guy's going to be. They don't turn the ball over a ton. They make good decisions. They're unselfish. And you think, how could a team that has all these guys who like to score the basketball be unselfish? But they are.
Robinson and Amaya, huge collision after that inbound pass, and they are both down. Oh, my goodness. 8 minutes exactly to go in our second half. The inbound was thrown in, and Robinson and Amaya with a monster collision, and Robinson is down and in a world of pain. Vanessa Christensen has to go from tending to Max DeLeo now to rushing onto the floor and checking out Robinson. Guys, Amaya goes 6'4", 220. He's about 6'4", 235. Coach Rice having a word or two with the Iona players and bench. Nothing looked dirty. They were both going for the ball as Robinson has to hobble himself out of this game.
It looked like King Rice and either A.J. English or Jared Grosso, assistant coach for Iona, had some words there.
I absolutely agree they did. And let's, we can call it what it is. I didn't think there was anything malicious there. Two guys going for the ball look pretty clean. I also know this. Iona's had a problem with pretty much everyone in the league this season at one point or another. 8 minutes even to go in this game. So Robinson's out. They call a foul, I believe, on Robinson as well.
Coaches are still kind of jawing back and forth from one bench to the other, too.
Yeah, there's a weird vibe in the arena right now. As Max DeLeo has since resurfaced from the back area, he may try to give this a go in the second half. As Iona moves it here, 20 on the shot clock. Kazmir drives. He is long on that layup attempt. A lot of contact. No whistle. We go back the other way. Colin Stewart's going to drive. Throws it down low. Kofani. His shot's blocked by David Lowry. Kofani number two is blocked by Amaya. And now they're letting him play. Let's go back the other way. Amaya bounces it in transition. Isaiah Williams, three. Put it in.
Isaiah Williams is an incredible shooter. Over 50% from three. That's his eighth three-pointer of this game. He didn't play in New Rochelle. He's a big factor.
Andrew Nicholas tries to answer with three. He cannot. Rebound tipped out by Deion Jones. Iona up 82-65. Deion Jones now tries a three. He'll miss that one short. Kazmir with the rebound. Here come the Gales again. And they'll slow things down with 7 minutes to go in our game.
They're a three-pointer away from all of a sudden we look up and it'll be a 20-point game. There's crazy shooting by this team.
And they have five guys that can handle the ball, pass the ball. They spread the floor here with 15 seconds on the shot clock. English has it top of the key. This is their way of cutting the game in half. Lowry drives on Kofani. Comes back towards the lane. Back the other way. Lowry lefty shot is missed. Kofani pulls the rebound down. And then he's tied up by Kazmir with 6:35 to go. It will be Iona ball when we come back after the media. And this game has exploded a bit as Iona's up 17.
Yeah, Monmouth is still shooting 51% from the floor. Iona has eight more attempts because of the Monmouth turnovers. Believe it or not, Monmouth has only turned the ball over one time this half. But it's just the Iona shooting, guys. They're just on a roll right now. 18 three-pointers in this game.
6:35 to go in our game. Iona 82, Monmouth 65. And we come back after a 60-second pause in the MAC Tournament semifinal on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider, and we want to remind you that today's broadcast brought to you in part by our friends from the Asbury Park Press. Subscribe today by visiting app.com/subscribe.
Well, we talked about the hot shooting for Iona just about all game long, and it's been a record-setting day. Unofficially, they've set a new MAC tournament record with 18 three-pointers in one game, the former record 15, so they broke it a couple of threes ago, and boy, what a difference, Steve. When a team like that gets on a roll and they make their shots from the outside, they're almost impossible to defend.
I completely agree. When they're shooting the ball like this, it's very hard to defend them. And again, that hot shooting is contagious, and they all share the ball so well.
Iona will inbound with 3 seconds to go on the shot clock after they won that jump ball back. English inbounds to Lowry. He'll hoist one up. And he'll miss a front iron. Colin Stewart pulls the rebound down. Long outlet pass for Robinson. Throw ahead to Max DeLeo. DeLeo's shot is blocked by Amayo. Kofoni misses the putback, and David Lowry tracks down the rebound.
Well, Kelvin Amayo is filling the stat sheet in this game. 4 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and he's also got a blocked shot now.
And I say this guy's on a lot of broadcasts. Basketball players that look like football players. Well, Kelvin Amayo falls into that category as well, as he will drive and kick over to Isaiah Williams, sets the feet. Misses that three. Kofoni pulls down the rebound.
Mayo's an undersized four-man who's got a lot of skill, so he's able to drive it at a lot of forwards who cover him and then kick the shooters.
Robinson misses. Kofoni throws one down with two hands on the putback.
Monmouth needs one last run in this game. It's 15-point lead. It's really now or never for the Monmouth Hawks.
I'll tell you, this game has had no shortage of highlight plays. 5:35 and counting. Iona into their five-out offense. English top of the key. Drives on DeLeo. Pulls up at the elbow. Puts it in. Goodness.
And that's a great shot by A.J. English. DeLeo draped all over him. You can't do anything about that one.
He's had good shots all day long. That might have been his best shot all day long. Guarded extremely well.
5:15 to go in our second half. Monmouth down 84-67. Max DeLeo, little drive and kick out to Colin Stewart. Stewart to the basket will put it in. Coach Rice takes timeout with 5:05 to go. That's actually the first coach called timeout here in the second half. Guys will keep things on the floor as that gets extended full. Hawks down 84-69 with 5:05 remaining. And now at this point, your Coach Rice, Steve, what do you do? Do you start pressuring full? Do you try to create extra possessions? At this point, down 15, as you said, do or die, kind of a season on the line.
Well, that's the dichotomy that King Rice is in, because if you pressure, it really plays in Iona's hands with playing fast. If you try to trap and they throw out of it, you're going to give up an open shot to somebody, and they've just been on fire all game long. But now that you're down 15, you kind of have to go that way. You have to try to do something to force turnovers and get the ball back. And the way to do that is to trap, pressure defense. And then in reality, when they throw out of it, you kind of have to hope and pray that they miss.
Well, that's been the one thing that's been interesting to me in this game, is that when both teams have been hot, they've kind of coincided with one another. You know, we had those 13 made consecutive shots in the first half. When both teams have been cold, it's kind of run together as well. Monmouth 2 for their last 10. They just took it off, but Iona's 2 for their last 7. So as Iona's gotten cold, Steve, Monmouth's gotten cold. But when both teams are hot, it's been the same time. They just haven't been able to capitalize when Iona does go into a little bit of that cold streak.
And when that happens, we get the game that we're getting right now, which is Iona has been in control the whole way. Monmouth just unable to chip into this Iona lead. They came out on fire in the first half and really haven't looked back. And that's the fear when you play Iona, is are you going to catch them on the wrong night? And this was the night where they shot 18 of 33 as of right now. They've been talking about Iona knocked down 24 threes way in the beginning of the season. Are they on pace to knock that down again? We'll see.
Guys, there was a lot made, too. A recent New York Times article centered around Iona head coach Tim Kloose and him going out and saying college basketball's too slow, guys don't push the pace enough. I'm sure you both got a chance to read it. A tremendous read, I thought, and we're seeing his team on full display this evening.
Well, it's why you can attract that player that maybe misses at the high-level major school but wants to go to a place where offense is paramount. You're going to get the guys like a Williams, an English, a Lowry, those type of players. They're going to want to go somewhere that they know that offense is what we do. This is what we're going to stress. It's going to be a fun brand of basketball to be involved with, and Iona right now has it cooking pretty good.
5 minutes even to go in our second half. Iona will walk it up, leading 84-69. Monmouth in man-to-man defense. Amayo being guarded by Nicholas between the circles. Throws right wing to David Lowry. Lowry throws down low. He tried to go to English. Max DeLeo got a hand on it. Now it's tipped ahead to Robinson. And then he's fouled by Amayo in transition with 4:45 to go in the second half. Foul on Amayo is number 2. As Monmouth will inbound. Right wing, Colin Stewart. Has Isaiah Williams on it. Stewart picks up his dribble, throws to Robinson. Robinson guarded by English. Top of the key, DeLeo. Pumps to get Kazmir in the air. DeLeo to the rim, will miss the layup. Rebound to Kelvin Amayo.
And Lowry came over to contest that shot by DeLeo. Great drive. Got to see him finish, though.
4:25 and counting to go here in our second half. Amayo, top of the key, picks up his dribble. Guarded by Nicholas. Throws right wing to Lowry. Kofani way out to guard David Lowry. Now right corner, it's Amayo with 15. Amayo is fouled by Andrew Nicholas. Foul number two on Red with 4:11 to go.
Getting close to both of these teams shooting free throws for the remainder. Each has 16 fouls, so next one for either. And we'll start the one-on-ones.
Ball thrown into the backcourt. English tips it ahead to Lowry. He and DeLeo went up for that pass. As now we're near the four-minute mark. Iona controlling. English top of the key. He's got 27 in this game. Working one-on-one with DeLeo between the circles. Over on the right wing. Top of the key, Williams. He's got 24. They throw it down low. Lowry and a foul on Kofani. 3:50 to go in our second half. Iona up 15, and we step out in the MAC tournament semifinal. Iona leading 84-69. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Iona continuing to lead Monmouth with 3:50 to go in the second half, 84-69. 15-point advantage, perhaps the final media timeout of this 2014-15 season. Hawks trying to make a late run to stay alive. Steve, unfortunately, they've gone cold shooting over the course of the last couple minutes, two for their last 11.
Yeah, really struggling and not being able to chip into this Iona lead. And Monmouth is shooting 50% for the game, guys. It's not like they've played bad offense, but just no answer for Iona because they've just had it going all night.
Yeah, 27 for AJ English, 24 for Isaiah Williams. Those two have combined for 15 of the 18 three-pointers that Iona has made.
Well, now Lowry's going to the foul line here, guys. We'll see if Monmouth can catch a break, get a couple misses from him as he makes the first, and see if they can have one last run here to chip away at this.
85-69, the Iona lead. Gales won the regular season championship as Lowry makes them both. 86 points for Iona, and the player of the year, guys, has 6 points. Impressive. As Monmouth moves it around the perimeter, Max DeLeo put down a three. It's now 86-72.
It's quite a game DeLeo's got going for himself. He's got 18 points. Time for a team high with Deion Jones.
And now he D's up A.J. English, trying to harass English as he throws it over the top to Amayo. Amayo's going to drive. He drives and he kicks out to Isaiah Williams. But wave it away. It's an offensive foul as both Jones and Kofani both hit the deck. That foul on Amayo will be his third personal.
Amayo jumped in the air to make a pass. Great job by Deion Jones coming over and taking that charge.
3:26 remaining in our second half. Max DeLeo just about to set a career high. He's got 18 now. 19 is his career high. Earlier this year at Fairfield. Robinson, rise and fire for three off the mark. English pulls it down with 3:15 to go.
Now Robinson just couldn't really get it going from the outside today. Now one of seven from three.
And it's amazing, guys, when you consider what he did the previous two meetings, as after ball movement, Isaiah Williams again knocks down a three. It's 89-72. He matches English's 27.
Ninth three-pointer of the day. We said Iona set a team record. You're going to have to see if somebody can dig in and find out if that's an individual record in a MAC game.
DeLeo knocks down that three. New career high for Max DeLeo. He's got an even 20 in this game.
What a game Max DeLeo's playing, and possibly his final collegiate basketball game.
English glides to the rim. He'll put it in, 91-75. Check the Max DeLeo number. He's got that career high of 21 points. As Monmouth trails by 16. Deion Jones will drive, leap for Kofani. He'll throw it down with two hands, 2:20 remain. And now, guys, an AAU game has kind of picked up a little bit, just back and forth, dunks and threes.
Iona will be happy to have the game play out for the next 2 minutes and 13 seconds like that. They'll take the threes. They'll take the dunks. They know Monmouth has to try and go out and challenge and pressure. But just too many made shots today for the Gales.
And now Andrew Nicholas fouls Kelvin Amayo. So we can go to the Hack and Amayo strategy. The final 2:13. Kelvin Amayo has done a lot for this team this afternoon. Just a 50% free throw shooter. So naturally hits the first one. 92-77.
Well, it's been that kind of day for Iona. We talked about Jelani Dublin. He bangs two free throws. He shoots at about 46%. So everything's going their way today.
He makes them both. You know what, too, is it looks like they most likely will advance to tomorrow night to play the winner of Manhattan and St. Peter's. If they go out tomorrow and shoot 4 for 28 from 3, I'm going to scream.
And it's possible, though, because they've shot the ball so well today, and they're going to see a Manhattan team, possibly, or a St. Peter's team who has really picked it up in the tournament, and they had one of their bad shooting games against St. Peter's the last game of the regular season. That they shot a very, very poor percentage. They shot 6 of 23 against St. Peter's in that game. So it's possible, because that's the way it happens in a tournament when you have to go back to back to back. You shoot them all one game, you miss them the next, and it just so happens it's a championship, and then Iona doesn't go to the NCAA tournament.
Like last year.
Exactly.
Robinson was fouled, and he misses the first front end of 1-1. Under 2 minutes to go now. Monmouth down 93-77. And Coach Rice going to empty the bench at the end of the game, as A.J. English, top of the key with DeLeo, will throw over to Lowry. This will, in effect, end this contest. And, guys, I think as Iona will dribble this clock out, Monmouth will fall to 18-15. The Gales' faithful rise from New Rochelle here at the Times Union Center as Lowry misses. And Amayo emphatically dunks the follow-up. Here's your game, exclamation. I don't think we can mention enough the job that King Rice and company did in this season. The fact that we're playing right now in a semifinal game in the MAC tournament is a testament to how far this program has come. And you know what? Well-deserved round of applause for seniors Andrew Nicholas, Max DeLeo, and Brees Tofani, who will all play their final game in a Monmouth uniform today.
Yeah, it's a tough way for Monmouth to have their finish come to their season come to a close. But yeah, I would agree. This is a program that is trending upward. And the season that you put in, pick six, not really sure with some question marks the direction that the year was going to go. Finishing as the four seed, certainly a real positive step in the right direction.
A great moment, too, with the subs coming in. All the subs go and congratulate the players that came off the floor, and then each player also going to each coach and giving handshakes and hugs down the sideline. A really close-knit group, and I feel like the coaching staff really does a good job of making those guys come together and be a close group, and really nice moment there for the Monmouth Hawks.
60 seconds to go in the game. Brady Tillman on the floor with Bayshawn Mickens, Dan Polari, and Mike DiLorenzo. As we wind this clock down, Iona in with some subs as well. The only matter now is the final score, with Iona now in front, 95-77. We will try to get Coach King Rice on for postgame. Love to get his thoughts on not just this game, but his team season. But we do have to kind of get out of here because there's another radio crew coming in after ours. So we will see if we can get Coach right away. And if not, we figure we might not be able to talk to him again, as Mama turns it over one final time. And Iona will tick this clock out, guys. The final 20 seconds will now tick away. And Iona will advance to the MAC tournament final to take on the winner of Manhattan and St. Peter's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. in a game on ESPN2. And it'll be live here from the Times Union Center. The Gales will improve to 26-7. Monmouth will fall to 18-15. But darn it, what a fun basketball season we've had.
Record-setting day for Iona. The 19 three-pointers, the most ever in a MAC tournament game. And the 9 for Isaiah Williams, setting an individual record as well, as the Hawks wind up losing this one, 95-77.
Iona goes 19 of 35 from three-point range. The Gales do what they do best. They run, they shoot, they score, and they defeat Monmouth 95-77 to advance to the finals of the MAC tournament again under Tim Kloos. We'll step out, our only timeout on our postgame show, which is presented by Jersey Mike Subs. We'll step out for 60 seconds and bring it back to wrap things up from the Times Union Center, where Monmouth fell to Iona by 18. We'll bring it back after a 60-second pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
We welcome you back to the court here at the Times Union Center, where Monmouth falls to Iona 95-77 in the semifinal round in the 2015 MAC tournament. Our postgame show presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 of Monmouth Road in Carriage Square, or order online at jerseymikes.com as we send it over to Matt Harmon with our final game stats presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, New Jersey.
Iona wins this 195-77. The Gales today led 29 points out of A.J. English, 11 of 16 from the floor, 27 for Isaiah Williams, 16 Kazmir, 8 Dublin, 7 for Lowry, and 8 for Calvin Amayo. As a team, 32 of 63 for 51%, 19 of 35 from the outside, 12 of 13 from the free throw line, and an offensive display today for Iona for sure. For Monmouth, real quick, 18 points out of Deion Jones, a career-high 21 for Max DeLeo, 10 for Brees Kofani, 9 points for Justin Robinson, 6 for Andrew Nicholas, 2 points for Zach Tillman, 9 points for Colin Stewart off the bench, 2 points for Chris Brady, team total of 77, 29 of 58 for 50%, 10 of 25 from the outside, and 9 of 15 from the free throw line. The offensive numbers not bad for Monmouth, but just not enough for Iona, who sets a record with 19 threes, 9 of those for Isaiah Williams. Hawks turn it over 16 times, which led to 24 points for Iona, 13 turnovers for the Gales, plus 5 for Iona in the rebounding department, and points in the paint was a good number today for Monmouth, plus 12, 34 to 22. Fast break, plus 8 for Iona, all really adding up as the half totals 45 and 32 for Monmouth, 57 and 38 for Iona, 95 to 77 the final score.
Guys, it was a fun basketball season in West Long Branch this season. Monmouth came in picked 6th in the preseason. They finished 4th, they got a bye, and I think we would all, without being too retrospective at the end of the game, and obviously we feel a certain way, you know what, at this point in the year, I think we can afford to take that step back and look at the season and know, you know what, this was a successful 2014-15 season. We talked about it a little bit as the game was wrapping up, the success that this program has seen, and I know Steve's talked about it a bunch, and Matt, we start with you, where this program is headed. They're graduating great players in Nicholas, DeLeo, and Kofani, but this program potentially is loaded moving forward with some returning guys and some guys who will see action for the first time next season.
Yeah, I mean, you would think three good recruits coming in. Jalon Hornbeek expected to be eligible next year. Micah Seaborn, hopefully he's eligible as well. So maybe you can replace some of the offensive pieces that are gone. Four seniors playing their last game today. Kofani, DeLeo, Nicholas, and Mike DiLorenzo. Obviously, all kind of bring a different element. Kofani brought in for just that 1 year. Really did a great job of protecting the rim, providing some senior leadership. Max DeLeo, we've talked about him, obviously, the heart and soul of this team. And Andrew Nicholas, who I think was a great story this year, really changed his role, became an unselfish member, came off the bench, did what was expected and needed of him for this team to have some success, rewarded as the sixth man of the year in the MAC. And really, I think Steve showed just the maturity over the course of his 4 years, changing his game.
Yeah, Andrew Nicholas was a guy that big-time scorer his first 3 years and accepted that role, and a guy that you felt comfortable when he came in off the bench. You knew he was going to do a good job playing in the system, and also had the capability of going for 20 or even 30 on a given night. But now with that group moving out, Max DeLeo had a phenomenal career as a Monmouth Hawk, as guy as a walk-on who came in, broke into the rotation, and then, as Matt, you explained, earned himself a starting job with the injury to Josh James this year. But those guys move out. Brees Kofani was phenomenal in his one season as a Monmouth Hawk, made a huge difference to the defense. Those defensive-oriented guys move out, and now offensive firepower seemingly moves in next year with Jalon Hornbeek, transfer from Oklahoma, Micah Seaborn from Prime Prep in Texas, who is sitting out this year due to the NCAA rules. Josh James was hurt all season long. The Hawks made the semifinals with Josh James out, their starting two guard. And then you have a guy like Pierre Sarr coming in from Roselle Catholic, who is a big-time get for the Monmouth Hawks. So, on paper, Monmouth loaded going into next season.
Guys, we wrap up eventually, and we'll wait just a minute on our post-game show presented by Jersey Mike Subs. I want to pull a little power struggle here. I want to name our McLoone's Restaurant's Player of the Game, and I know a little selfish here, but I think in his final game as a senior, we can award the McLoons Player of the Game to Max DeLeo. The senior from Cinnaminson ends his career with a career-high 21 points. He hits 5 of 7 from 3, 6 of 7 from the foul line. No doubt, as we saw all career for Max, gave it his all, as well as 1,000-point scorer Andrew Nicholas. And obviously, they'll be missed, as Steve and Matt said, in this program. But definitely bright days ahead for this Monmouth team that hasn't been to an NCAA tournament since 2006. And I really do think, gentlemen, that we're on the precipice of something big in West Long Branch with what Coach Rice has going. Is I feel bad even saying this, but guys, final thoughts on the season.
It was a lot of fun. It always is when you're involved with anything that Monmouth has going on, and to see the turnaround that the basketball program had during the course of this season was really fun to be a part of. Certainly, they are a squad that is on the rise and have turned the corner, and hopefully next year we're back here in Albany one extra game other than this one.
There were moments in this season where Justin Robinson really had to bail the team out a lot, and I think with all the help coming in next year, it only means big, big things for the Monmouth Hawks basketball program. You know, Justin Robinson, imagine him advancing the ball to Jalon Hornbeek. I know some guys haven't been able to see him play yet. He is an ultra-talented basketball player. But Monmouth is going to lose the shot blocking from Brees Kofani, but it's going to be a differently structured basketball team next year. I just want to credit Justin Robinson on a phenomenal basketball season as well. Deion Jones really came on late in the year. And also the coaching staff. King Rice has such a great feel for his team and for his players. And the philosophy change that they did on the defensive end this year, I thought was phenomenal. Great job by them taking a step back, looking at their program, looking at their team, seeing what they can do better, and made that adjustment. And great things to come for King Rice and his staff. And obviously Marilyn McNeil awarding King with that extension really took the pressure off of him this year. And I think he was able to coach his team, as he always says when he talks to us. And we keep saying it, but big things to come.
Well, guys, I feel even weird saying it, but for the final time, Monmouth falls to Iona 95-77, and that will wrap up our coverage this season of Monmouth basketball as well as Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. How about this, Matt? The next time we're on, live 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com and the free Radio Pup app, you and I are going to be in Central Michigan for a game with Monmouth football and the Chippewas. How about that?
It seems like ages from now.
You ain't kidding. As no doubt there's a lot of spring events to be done at the university. Baseball, the lacrosses, softball, golf, tennis, a lot going on at Monmouth. And obviously for everything going on with Monmouth Athletics, keep it on MonmouthHawks.com. But guys, I got to thank you for your great work all season on our radio broadcast, on our ESPN3 broadcast, Monmouth Digital Network. We work with a great team, probably the best in the business. And I tell you what, I don't know if I have more fun doing what we do than with this team right here. So thank you both.
I appreciate it, Eddie. It's always nice to be a part of what we have going on. Obviously, looking forward to being back next year.
Eddie, I appreciate you having me. This is a lot of fun every year. And can't wait for November for basketball season to tip off next year.
For our engineer, Ryan Drummond, and my broadcast partners, and thankful to call them my good friends, Matt Harmon and Steve Bazaz, for the final time this season, I'm Eddie Alcapinti. Fans, thank you for listening to Monmouth Basketball all season long. We are looking forward already to next season. And thank everyone, Kevin Williams and crew at the Shore Sports Network, for all the support they give as well. Monmouth falls to Iona, 95-77. And fans, thank you all season for listening to Monmouth Basketball. For the final time, I'm Eddie Acapinti saying good night and enjoy the rest of your weekend on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. And ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. And by RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. For a complete schedule and more, visit monmouthhawks.com.